Blog Talk Radio.
Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, it's frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, it's frontline. Friday,
I got the diva. You're an artist. Business, artist about your business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. 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 Welcome to frontline Friday. It's frontline Friday. Welcome to frontline Friday. It's frontline Friday. It's frontline Friday.
Squad up and salute all my musical soldiers and divas on the front line. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to tune in live to Frontline Friday show, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in independent and industry music. Tonight we got Profet Official up in this thing, so make sure y'all call me up. 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989, and press the 1 button to be heard. We are going to be featuring some of these hot tracks. He's a hot gospel artist, and Profet Official was on the show before, but it's great to have him back, and he's linked up with Jess Joseph. So big shout-out to Jess Joseph doing this thing, y'all, and big shout-out to everybody that's tuned in via Facebook Live, Twitter, Facebook. We appreciate the love. But we're going to get into this hot music off the 108. Music mixtape is definitely a banger. I'm definitely feeling it. So make sure y'all check out Profet Official at Profet Official on Twitter, at Profet Official on Facebook. Make sure y'all follow him and give and hashtag the 1000 Network. Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio. Again, Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio. So make sure y'all check us out at www.phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.com. We're going to get Profet Official in the building. But before we do that, I want to get into a hot track off the 108 music mixtape. And it's by Jess Joseph, and it's called Air Jordans. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Friday. Squad up.
What would I do if I could be
180 music?
Turn your life around.
No lie, that pistol had me feeling managed. Meanwhile, mama's boyfriend trying to take advantage. My little sister in the room playing with a cabbage. Come on, patch doll, I'm on the block trying to get this cabbage. Yes, y'all, I see dreams turn to fantasy. 10 years later, but I still got my sanity. I read the book, so I know it's all vanity. They talking sour when they sweeter than a cavity. Can it be daddy left me at an early age? But he was just a teenager in a dirty game. In high school, when my beeper hit like 30 pages, I gotta meet what's the name behind the IGA. 3 for the 50, bet you joy make them fat though. On X Street, tell Kirk I'm at the back, no. I promise you the popo line, they ain't fighting fair. The prosecutor called the witness, wasn't even there. So prepared in this life on my role models. Taught me how to turn up and pop more bottles. I heard the record companies front the private jails. They say they ain't really with it, but you might as well. They lock us up, boy, the state love that fair money. He say he one of us, but who signs your check, dummy? Tell me, empty mama, why they making fun of me? Slave mentality, I feel at home in custody. Booking rooms with the crooks and goons. It's like a poor man's tomb, but they waiting on doom. Me, I'm waiting on the groom. I know he's coming back. And watch a bus through the line like a running back. It's a bird, it's a plane. Take a look in the sky. It's my Lord, it's my Savior, Jesus the Christ. Yeah, the devil is a lie, so it's no surprise that he could transform himself into an angel of light. What?
Across the river Jordan, and a pair of Air Jordans.
Out of the darkness into a marvelous light.
I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air
Lord, you said that no weapon formed against me would prosper. I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordan. Every tongue that rose against me in judgment, I would condemn. I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordan. And my man came over in a pair of Air Forces. No lie, that Fetty had me feeling Donald Trump. The task force came, but now we're brother bankrupt. I'm getting older, Lord, renew my strength like Caleb. I need a fresh touch, change my name like Jacob. A coat of many colors, Joseph in a violent pit. I'm in a foreign land, Daniel in the lion's den. Flashback courtroom, mama crying in. It's a revolving door, some brothers like to try again. I heard the homies back at again, high again. His kids are growing up and ain't nobody eyeing them. They on the block with the hustler and the rider miss. Mama on them pills and I ain't talking vitamins. Meanwhile, I'm lusting fame and a fast car. I got it in my head that I could be a rap star. I'm on the block rushing lanes like a track star. Until the DA tried to hit me with a fastball. I'm on my face in my cell praying every day. Cause 20 years upstate, boy, it ain't a game. I'm on my face in my cell praying every day. Cause 20 years upstate, boy, it ain't a game. I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordan. Lord, you said in all these things, we are more than conquerors. I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordan. And all the promises of God are yes and amen. I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordan. And that you would complete the work that you started in. I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordan. And my man came over in a pair of Air Forces. So the bottom line is, if he can do it for me, he can do it for you. God is no respecter of persons. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Come on. Just. I said I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordan. I said I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordan. I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordans. I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordans. And my girl came over in a pair of Air Forces.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
You already know, y'all. Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Friday, each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west, 9 p.m. in the middle, and 10 p.m. on the east. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, at Diva Spot Radio, at Phenomenal Radio, at Frontline Fridays. I'm about to bring in my special guest right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to welcome Prophet Official up in here, because everything that we do is a movie, baby. Turn up. Welcome back to the front line. What's going on, man?
Man, what's kingdom?
I love it. What's kingdom, man? You got this new mixtape out, and, you know, big shout out to you and Jess Joseph. I've definitely went to SoundCloud. I listened to the whole mixtape. I can say that it was a really good listen, and not only that, my spirit was fed, and that's really, really important. So, you know, big shout out to you for doing that. So, you know, tell us about the 108 Music mixtape. What is 108 Music?
The 180, it's a 180, it's a 180 degrees, you know, it's a half turn, it's not a full circle, it's a half turn, you're going one way, you're going, and then you're going to another mm-hmm. direction, and so, you know, we wanted to give some people something to kind of motivate a man to turn their lives around, you know, as you can hear on the drops on there, you know, it's kind of about that time, you know. We kind of living in these crazy times, crazy world, you know, and it's kind of time to, you know, do something different, man. And we got to just get our lives going in a whole other direction. And only Jesus can really, you know, do that, make that 180 on us, you know. So that's what that's about.
Now, I hear, like you said, you say a lot of in the, and thank you for the correction, the 180 mixtape, but what does it mean to turn your life around? Like, I heard you all throughout the mixtape saying, turn your life around, turn your life around. What does it mean to you, Prophet Official, to turn your life around? You know, what message are you trying to get across?
Well, for me, you know, what it means to me is, and it's kind of ironic because, you know, 180 months prison sentence could kind of have you thinking a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of funny, it's that number, but that's kind of what it took for me to really understand that my life has to go in a whole nother direction. And as much as I try to, you know, read like self-help books or 10-step books or psychology books or understanding your feelings and all this type of stuff, I mean, none of that turned my life around. It was, you know, when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior is when my life really, really turned around. I was going one way and I'm going in a whole nother direction. And so, you know, that's what it means to me, you know, and that's what we're shouting, you know, from the mountaintop, man. It's turn your life around, and it's Jesus that can do it. So for me, man, it's a whole nother lane. It's a whole nother lane now, you know, what it once was. So,
well, 180 months would definitely motivate you to turn your life around. Heck, 180 seconds for me would motivate me to, you know, turn my life around. And big shout out to all of my people out there. All my kings and queens is locked down, man. Hold your head. We definitely got love for you. We definitely working to have resources for you when you get out, you know, and from you doing that time to doing what you're doing right now is definitely, you know, I would say a 360 for you, COVID official, because you literally turned your life around. You know, you came home and you did what you said you was going to do, and you continue to strive through it every day. And that's why I call, you know, me, I call your music a music ministry or a lyrical ministry, because you got bars. And I have put the question out there. Thank you, Andrea. Big shout out to Susie. Big shout out to Andrea. Everybody that's tuning in live on Facebook Live right now, definitely shout out. Big shout out to the 253, the 737, the 253, the 248, the 973, the 908. I see y'all lighting these call lines up, and I know that y'all got questions for ProFat Official. So just press the one button to be heard, and we will get to you guys. But, you know, ProFat, you have bars, and I have put a question out there like, yo, who likes gospel rap? I put it out on Facebook. Who likes gospel rap? And tag, you know, some and put their names down there. Big shout out to 206. Put your names down there, you know, of the people who you like. Lecrae is one of mine. I like Truth, but the response was crazy for our gospel rappers. And some people was like, what is gospel rap? And I'm like, what? Where you been? So, ProFat Official, would you consider yourself to be a gospel rapper or a gospel artist or something totally different? Because, you know, there really was no lane for gospel rap until Kirk Franklin started doing what he was doing, in my opinion.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, I'm a gospel rapper, you know, and there's this big old, debate out there, you know, whether we should call ourselves gospel rappers, and some rappers that are, you know, talking about Jesus and stuff, they're trying to shake that label gospel rap because, you know, they don't want to be boxed in and whatever. Me personally, I mean, I'm a gospel rapper. I rap about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So the only difference with me and others is not different in the message, but I think it's just different in the approach. You know, I don't use the same methods as most. You know, because we're trying to be authentic out here, man. You know, people can hear rappers. They can even hear secular rappers, you know. But everybody likes somebody who's authentic. Everybody likes somebody who has a story, you know, especially somebody who's been through
mm-hmm.
something. I think that's really key, you know. And you got a lot of, you know, people that they rap, they say this. They're kind of talking from a, you know, maybe they heard about this person doing this, or maybe they been around somebody who went through this or did this, or, you know, they kind of just been, they was in the group, but they wasn't really active. And for what we're coming from with She Flow Music, like we was active. We weren't sideline people. We were the ones that most gospel rappers are talking about. So when you hear these other artists talking about, oh, learning a lesson from their own boy who went to the pen, and that kind of scared them to go, you know, to get right with God, well, I was the dude who really went to the pen, you know what I'm saying, or you know,
mm-hmm.
really did this or really did that. So me and the people that I'm surrounded with, you know, we've all did that. We're not talking about somebody else's story. We're sharing our own story. So, I mean, there is a difference as far as the testimony. And we all have a testimony. Nobody's one-ing up, you know, trying to one-up somebody else's testimony. Everybody's been through something, and it's up to them to share it. But this is what we're sharing from, you know, our perspective and just the truth of the matter. And we don't hold back. We're transparent. You know, sometimes it's ugly, and it has to be shared because there's people out there that are dealing with some ugly things, and they have no voice to kind of put that out there, and they got too much shame to put it out there. So we're trying to help people to be like, hey, look at us. You know, we really did that. So you don't got to be ashamed because forgiveness is in Christ, man. Your whole life can turn around through him. So he did it for us. He can do it for you.
That's definitely what's up, ProFab Official. And everybody that's tuning in Facebook Live, if you want to hear the live interview, all you got to do is call into the show 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. Go ahead and click on my page and scroll down. You will see the interview right there with ProFab Official. All you got to do is click on that play button. You can hear the show right now from your Facebook page. ProFab Official, let's get into this, you know, song, Stirred Up. You didn't stir them up. And everybody that's on the call line right now, press the 1 button if you want to ask ProFab Official and show some love. And I want to I see Susie in there. I love Susie said I rock that track every day. Love it. Andrea said I like how it sounds over the phone. They like Susie said it's feel good. It's feeling for the soul. They definitely showing love for the music. And Joseph, if you can't hear, just go ahead and call into the show. Or you can go ahead and click on Facebook right now to hear us live on air. But, yeah, big shout-out to Tiff. Tiff is in this thing. Y'all call into the show. The call-in number is right there in the comments right there. But I want to play this hot track, Stirred Up. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Facebook. You're now tuned in live to Front Live Fridays each and every Friday. Follow us on Twitter at Diva Spot Radio, at Diva Ebony B, at Phenom Radio. Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenom Radio. We're about to play this hot track by ProFab Official called Stirred Up off the 180 Music mixtape. Let's go.
180 Music.
Turn your life around.
Turn your life around.
Yeah. I told them I was saved. They ain't trying to hear me though. That carnal man's all in the way. I'ma show him though. So what they about to see, they don't know that it ain't me. You blowing trees, he was nailed to one. He got the knee shot back in my city now. SPD know that I'm out. They ain't even look me up. I think they know what I'm about. A lot has changed, but this game still remains the same. Different states, the same outcome. If they hit them with those cases, first, I pray the traces of my old man have gone away. They hear me pounding down the block like re-ups on the rim. There we go, they say, yo, homie, what's really good? You got that blow? I'm like, no, but Jesus keeps me higher than the ceiling, bro. He's the only one that's good. You ain't never heard of him. He died upon a rugged cross. All our sins done murdered him. Murdered him. Rose again, could see the grave that couldn't hold him in. 3 days later, he got up like Kobe in his prime, my friend. All he needed was some time to preach the word in him. Just to let them know the promise came to pass, he didn't fail. That's something now he showed his love, he ain't forgotten them. He led captivity captives and gave gifts unto his men. Gave us back where Adam lost, showed the devil who's the boss. Sent the Holy Ghost to boost me up and burn out all the dross. Why to wash me with his word and gave me purpose for his glory. Everything that I've been through identifies with his story. They tell me calm it down, I'm making too much noise. You can be politically correct, I'm not them boys. They say I'm too much that I'm fanatical. I'm more like old school white dudes, radical. It's kingdom when I come through, but I still relate. I have not arrived yet, my progress is day to day. My faith is on display, but they just window shopping. If they don't come and get the truth, what's the point in all this? It's like we stuck in August. He calls that lukewarm. Some are hot and some are cold. I can feel the storm. Jesus, get us through. I know you're coming back soon. But before you do, just use me up and let me show him you. Here I am. If I ain't different, what's the difference if I live or die? Yeah. You can take
my life if I don't pick my cross up and reply. What's the point in breathing if I live my life just like a heathen out here on these streets, cutting up, lying and cheating? No way, I'll hit my knees and pray and fortify. Got my Bible open, need this word up, tell my flesh to die. Stir me up to do the work that you have called me to. If I'm a act of fool, I'm like a fool for you, that's what I'll do. Ooh. The foolishness of preaching this, I know it pleases you. You told me to go, so I'ma go and give these dudes a knee. Gave me feet to run, you never called me to warm up the pew. Nah. Speaking only what the says the Lord, boy, I thought you knew.
Showcase to promote nothing but the hottest and independent and industry music. I got my special guest live in the building, Prophet Official. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Prophet Official. Prophet, we got him stirred up, the hotline and blit up. Oh my God, it's crazy. Where do we start, Prophet? Where do we start, man? It's crazy.
Some fire.
Let's go over to Chi-Town and get some love, man. Let's go to Chi-Town right now. We got the 773-516. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, it's Denaya from Chicago. How are you?
Denaya, what's going on, queen? Holla, squad up.
Squad up, squad up. Yeah, I'm loving the song. I was like, okay. I love that flow, love that energy. So definitely doing his thing.
You got any questions for Prophet Official?
Oh my goodness. What made you decide to make sure that your rap was predominantly gospel rap? Because I know that right now it seems like more of the attention is focused on everything else. You know, that mumble rap and all that kind of stuff. So what made you say, I don't care what the industry is looking for, I'm gonna focus on what I believe in, what my morals are.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's a really good question. That's a loaded question. the reality is, it's a heart change. You know, whatever's out of the abundance of your heart, you know, your mouth is going to speak. So,
yes.
For me, because of my life being, you know, changed and getting closer to the Lord, and you know, reading His Word and putting that in me first and foremost, you know, it just can't help but to come out. It wasn't really a decision per se. It was more like a answering a calling. And so it's okay. God gave me a mouth, you know, and Lord forgive me, I've had a big mouth in the past. I still do, but it's for the right reasons now. So,
right.
You know, I'm taking that gift, submitting it to God and just allowing Him to use it now for, you know, His purpose is to reach other people, to, you know, whatever I've been through, to try to help people get through whatever they're going through. So it was just a matter of, okay, God gave me this. He gave it to me for a reason. Not only did He give it to me, but He's called me to do it in this manner. So, you know, that's what I put out there. I share what He's given me, and I try to intertwine my life and experiences with my God experience, so they mesh together, because my story ultimately really tells us Jesus' story. So thanks for that question.
Absolutely.
That That's definitely what's up, Denaya. Thank you for that question, man. Denaya, thank you for tuning in. Denaya, let everybody know how to get in contact with you and follow you on your social media network. You're definitely doing big things over there in Chicago with your jewelry line, with the radio station, all those hot models. Denaya, we need some of those hot models to get one of these sexy Frontline Friday t-shirts on, girl. Yes.
Go ahead and send them over. Go ahead and send it over. And I got a model specifically. My model Melissa will be able to model it on the CSO Network show. So, yeah, go ahead and send that over for sure.
Awesome.
But, yeah, you guys can follow me all over social media.
Tell them how to reach.
You guys can follow me all over social media at Denaya Azure. That's DanayaAzure, like the Facebook page, Facebook.com/ Denaya Designs for you. Check out the website, www.denayadesigns4u.com. Also, be sure to follow CSOO Network on Instagram at CSOO Network. And once Diva sends over that shirt, you will see our models making sure they rock that on the CSOO Live show. We got to make sure Abby comes to Chicago so we can get her on the show. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to be traveling. Big shout-out to Ali Joseph, baby. We definitely going to be traveling. We going to Jamaica first. We got a 7-day cruise.
Yes,
baby. Handle that. You already know, man. Call up. Everybody, big shout out to Facebook Live. Make sure you call into the show 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. Let's go to the 253 up in this piece. 253-302. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now live on Frontline Fridays. What's your name? Where you calling from? Can you hear us? All right. We'll come back to you. Because I'm stirred up. Oh, I'm stirred up. That track is hot.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people profit and surprise when you mix, you know, you get people who can speak about God, but they're rap at the same time. Some people are like, oh, my God, this a rap song. Lecrae definitely doing his thing out there, but I don't know why people are so surprised. Like, you have to reach the people, and a lot of people talk a lot of crap about rap music and people who listen to rap music, you know, but then when somebody comes out with something positive and speaking about God and telling their truths, you know, and telling God's truth, the gospel, it's like, nah, man, you can't do that. You're not supposed to, you know, do something like that. You can't mix the word with the world. Are y'all crazy right now? Like, I don't know why people think that's crazy. For some reason, you know, it's like they thought Jesus just was up in Hollywood all the time. Like, Jesus walked in the valleys to save people. Like, he didn't just go where it was just like this magnificent place all the time. He went down in the clinches and got those people. You know, remember the prostitute? Remember the thieves? Remember all those people? Yeah, he was down there. That was
Absolutely.
Now, what stirred up a song you let out your frustrations on, you know, because I was listening to this song. I'm like, it just sounds like he's really releasing, you know, everything. Because, you know, Christians get frustrated too. But what stirred up a song that you let out your frustrations on?
No, it wasn't a frustration. It was a passion. You know, it is what the song is called. It's I'm stirred up because, see, as believers, like, it's kind of crazy how, you know, before we were believers, like, we got really radical and really went hard for some really negative things. Like, we would travel land and sea to, you know, to the dope man and to re-up or to meet a woman or to, you know, go meet a homeboy to get high or something like that. And like, we did all that for the wrong reasons, but Christians kind of have trouble, like, really getting motivated to go out and share the good news, to go out and share their testimony. And it's like, okay, well, you went a whole 100 yards to go do this when you weren't saved, and now you're saved and you're trying to be kind of like hiding. And so for me, it's like, nah, that's not how I was wired. I wasn't wired like that. I was wired to be out there, to be, you know, exclusive in whatever I do. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm really stirred up to really go in for the Lord. I'm stirred up to really put it down for him, all that he's done for me, and I'm going to sit back like, this ain't serious? Like, come on, I can't do that, man. I'm stirred up, man. So I'm trying to get other people motivated to not sit back on their salvation, but to really do something with it, because you got to give an account for the talents that he's given you. You know, he gave some one, he gave some two, he gave some five or ten, you know. There's going to be an account for the salvation that you have. You got to do something with it. So for me, I'm not sitting back. I'm not playing. It's all Jesus or it's nothing. So I'm all in, man. I'm stirred up.
I definitely can hear that. A big shout out to your wife, man. She on Facebook Live right now. You're so beautiful, queen. Thank you. We got to give a shout out to your queen, man, for supporting you.
Shout out to my
being
wife,
there for
man.
You, you know, holding you down. Big shout out to her because it takes a really, really strong woman. And I understand. I've been there. But it takes a strong woman to be able to hold it down when you're gone and when you come home and even be able to help you maintain through life. And what a beautiful baby. Like, you really got a queen. So big shout out to your wife. We gotta salute the queen for being able to be strong no matter what. No matter what happens. It's like, all right, I got this, and being strong. So we already know it's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday. Make sure you call us up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. Press the one button to be heard. We got Pro Fat Official up in this thing, man, and it's that 180 music. Turn your life around, baby. I just want to get a T-shirt now that says, hashtag turn your life around.
We probably about to put those out there. You
that
put them out there, I'll wear one.
Dope.
Yeah.
Hey, you already know what time it is, man. Pro Fat Official, we got more music from you, and it's another track right here called Cut You Down. And you use a really, really legendary sample and a legendary song. So Pro Fat Official, tell us about Cut You Down and how it came about.
Oh, with my man Johnny Cash. Yeah. So that goes a long line. It goes a long line too with, again, you know, we got a lot of brothers out there, a lot of brothers and sisters, man, that you know, they've been hearing the good news for a long time. You know, they've been hearing about Jesus since they was babies, you know. Some of them might have grown up in the church, some might not have, but they've been hearing the message as they, you know, came along in life. And there's still something like they're not trying to surrender their lives to the Lord. They even know the truth. They know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And yet they still struggling to just say, okay, Lord, here's my life. Take it. I accept you as my Lord, my Savior. Forgive me for my sins. You know, they're still having that battle to just not come all the way in. They got a head, you know, kind of, they got a head face, which doesn't count. It doesn't count if it's in your mind. It's got to be in your heart. That's where it counts. You know, so I'm kind of putting a disclaimer out there to you know, these people that have been hearing it to say, hey, man, you can run all you want to, but God's going to eventually cause something to get your attention if he hasn't already. So I'm trying to kind of put the warning out there, like, hey, I don't, you know, we don't know how that looks like. We don't know what the thing might, you know, that God will cause or allow to happen, because God loves you. He don't want to hurt you, you know, but when you outside of him, you're an open target to the world and its devices. So you're not covered. You're not protected. So anything's likable to happen to you, but God could use whatever happens to you as the tool to say, look, I'm the one that can make it better. I'm the one that can give you the purpose. I'm the one that could give you life. I'm the one that could turn the situation around. It's me. So that's what that song's kind of geared to. It's more like a warning. You know, man, we got to quit playing with God. We're not living in these times that we can play with him like that. You know, like I know, it's getting wild out there, and without Jesus, it's going to be pretty hard to make it through here in the future.
Well, it's going to be like open seasons, man. You already know. We're going to go to the call lines. Before we go to the call lines, Prophet Official, I want you to go ahead and introduce this track, Cut You Down, and let them know that they're hearing it live right here on Frontline Fridays.
Man, this song is Cut You Down, featuring me, Prophet, with a Johnny Cash sample off the 180 Music mixtape featuring Just Joseph here on Frontline Fridays.
Run on for a long time.
You running?
Run on for a long time.
You running?
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
180.
Sooner or later,
turn your
gotta
life
cut you down.
I've been preaching, teaching, trying to reach someone, leaking, trying to help them find what they're seeking. But when I say Jesus, watch the fleet fleeing. No one had a problem until I mentioned him. Some rather talk Buddha, or even talk Muhammad, or talk about Confucius, or Barack Obama. And the drama starts popping off, throwing Christ up in the pot. Rather punk pop than listen when my album drops.
So
I close my ears to the truth. The weed homie, that Henny, and that Grey Goose. I tell them God loves you, regardless what they do. And I tell them God bless you. They say you too, but they ain't got a clue what the Lord came to do. And he's calling all dudes, but they rather act the fool. Yeah, I know they know it too, but they running like the same boat. No, this ain't a joke, God got you in his boat.
You can run on for a long time.
You running?
Run on for a long time.
You running?
Run on.
You running?
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
180 music.
Turn your life around.
I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom.
I see him running, ducking, dodging like the gun went off. Man, that word's hot. These brothers got a lot of draws and they don't want to burn. And they don't want to count the cost and they gon' learn. Without Christ, you so lost. Just gas Jonah. The boy dipped on the Lord. Caught him slipping on the boat. Threw the kid overboard. Round up in the belly of the beast. Stretched out. Shook him up for 3 days. Then he finally spit him out. Lead a scout. Cause the God is big. We gon' stand in it. Jesus died for my sins. That was the beginning. There's a work that we gotta do. Lies may depend on you. They may die living in a lie. Who gon' tell the truth? Somebody send a preacher. Cause they bout to meet the reaper. Keep running from the Lord. On me, he know where to meet you.
You can run on for a long time.
You running?
Run on for a long time.
You running?
Run on for a long time.
You running?
Sooner or later, we gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, we gotta cut you down.
How then shall they call on him when they have not believed him? And how shall they believe in him if they have not heard of him? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, we gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, we gotta cut you down.
You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
You don't want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Oh,
it's
Jack
your girl,
Nicholson.
Diva Ebony B, yeah. Man. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. Catch me outside. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Follow my special guest, Prophet Official, on Twitter. Prophet Official on Twitter. That's at Prophet Official right there. We just played that hot track called Cut You Down. Let's go to the hotlines and get some love, man. We got the 860. 206. What's your name? Where you calling from? Squad up.
Hey, cuz, this is Barbara Brown. How are you?
What's going on, Barbara? I'm so glad the family is in the building. Barbara, can I get a squad up?
Yeah, girl, the family is in the house. You're doing an awesome, awesome job. I've been sitting here watching you for the past 20 minutes or so, but I watch you all the time.
Oh, Barbara, thank you so much, man. Well, artists like Prophet Official on the show, they make it easy for me. They give me so much energy. So did you, how you enjoying the music so far by Prophet Official? And give him a shout out. He's here.
How you doing, Minister Prophet Official? I'm listening to your music, and it's very different. However, it is very much still inspiring. I'm actually a gospel recording artist myself, and I wanted to ask him a question. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be releasing my new single called Your Way on the 26th of February, and I wanted to ask you a question in reference to, you know, what would be your advice, you know, your words of encouragement to a new independent gospel artist that's starting out, as far as, you know, just words of inspiration or do's or don'ts or, you know, whatever you can share.
Yeah, thank you. That's really good, you know, and we all need to get encouraged in the endeavors that God places us in. So I would say, first and foremost, and I always use this for myself, you know, it's always a heart check. I check my heart and whatever I do first, you know, first of all, because, you know, being in the entertainment, because this is basically what this is, you know,
right.
We're doing it with a different approach, obviously, but the realm itself is entertainment. It's got to deal with artists. It's this and this and that. So we have to kind of tread carefully. So our heart, first and foremost, has to be right, you know, in why we're doing what we're doing. Are we really called to do what we're doing? And, you know, kind of do a self-examination and do a little checklist personally. Once you got those kind of checked off, okay, my heart's right, I'm not doing this for no other reason but for the love of God and for the glory of God, and whatever happens, that's what it is. I'm not going to focus on that. Once we got that going, a lot of it has to do with, you know, knowing the importance that we're a voice. Whether you're singing or whether you're rapping, you're a voice.
Right.
And I was, you know, a voice is something that is God-given and is probably the greatest weapon everybody on earth has is their voice. So with us, we have to understand that we're coming from a perspective that speaks what God says, not what
right.
we say or not what we feel like we need to say. It's what God says. We're being positioned to be the voice of God to this generation. So with that said, we have to be very in our word. We have to be reading our scriptures. We have to be intaking God's word, because if I don't have God's word in me, it's going to be very hard to put out God's word. It's not just about saying Jesus and saying hallelujah and amen, you know, in our songs and think that that's a rap. I said what God said. No, it's deeper than that. So I'm encouraging people to get in the scripture, you know, because the more scripture you get in you, that creative flow is going to come out, because the creator is giving you the words to speak. So I really appreciate
you know, what you're saying as far as, you know, knowing the word of God, because by all means, the gospel is the good news and it is the word of God. So in reference to, you know, my prayer life and my relationship with God and, you know, knowing God personally for myself, you know, sure. that's been checked and checked and double checked, you know, in that aspect. But I was asking more on the artist level, on the business level of becoming a professional recording artist. And I know we God always has to be first. There's no doubt about that. That's always first. I'm speaking more on the professional level of becoming a successful recording artist.
Okay. Yeah, and for me, and again, I'm kind of using my own advice in a sense to give that out, because this is what's brought me to where I'm at and taking me where I'm at. So I don't separate the two. The two go hand in hand. So
absolutely.
Everything I just said helps me in the professional level. You know, right. Because God's wisdom is infinite. So no matter what arena I'm in, his wisdom is going to help me whether I'm a brain surgeon or whether I'm a gospel artist. So,
oh, absolutely, because we can't do nothing without God. I got that part down pat.
Right, right. So as far as what you're saying.
Real fast, Prophet Official. Barbara, what I was saying, you know, and I'm super excited about, you know, your music coming out real soon. You said the 21st, right?
The 26th, actually, yes. The 26th.
Okay, that's six days after my birthday.
I have a gospel CD that will be released. It's called Your Way, Lord.
All right, so you got to definitely inbox me so I can get your number so we can get you on the front line. But, you know, what I would suggest for any artist, and big shout out to everybody that's tuning in live on Facebook Live, but what I would suggest for any artist first before you put any of your music out there is, one, register your music. Two, you know, make sure everything is copywritten. Three,
I'm coming out the box full force with actually my single with a live video. I'm already registered. Yeah. I have all of those things. I was trying to get his perspective on, you know, some of the do's and the don'ts per se, because, you know, it's a challenge. As an independent artist, I realize that, you know, unless you come out under a big label, a major record label, you know what I mean, you're going to go through some turbulence, but yet and still, because we're Christians and we're believers of Christ.
I wouldn't encourage a label first out. You know, I know some people get a deal, but I wouldn't encourage any artist. You know, I'm all independent. You know, a lot of artists make a lot more money, have a lot more creative control, a lot more stress being independent.
Right.
But what I would, you know, say, I wouldn't encourage anybody to jump on a label right off back. What I would encourage any independent artist is to learn the music on the business
side.
Just keep studying, you know, on the business side. Just study the business side of music and the music industry, and make sure you get your entertainment lawyer, you know, especially when everything starts to grow. But, you know, Barbara, thank you for calling in, man. We definitely appreciate your feedback, and we look forward to hearing your music really soon. And it's going to be definitely awesome. So we appreciate you calling in. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday as we interview, showcase, and promote independent and industry music. Make sure you hit me up, 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. Diva, I see you live in a Facebook Live. Big shout out to you for tuning in. You guys, make sure you share. But I want to try to get back to that 253 and try to give them a chance to ask Prophet Official some questions or give a shout out before we get into the rest of this music. So 253-320, can you hear us? You live on the front line.
Yes, I hear you. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Doing?
What's your name? Where you calling from?
All right, my name is Anthony, and I'm calling from the nail shop. Me and my wife, and we just want to ask Prophet a few questions, if I may. One of your songs, Prophet, how you doing, bro?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. What's happening, man?
How you doing, Prophet?
I hear you. What's happening?
Is it Kingdom When We Come Through?
Oh, man, it's Kingdom When We Come Through, man. You already know.
All right. Well, one of the songs that's on your album, The Pilgrimage, and I believe that it's dealing with you not fitting in. Could you kind of elaborate on what you were being inspired by the Holy Spirit? Because all of your music is under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. So, you know, I mean, you know, that's first and foremost. So, and the reason I know is because he bear witness in me. So could you tell me what was he giving you, you know, at that particular time, you know, when you wrote that?
Hey, man, Diva, you hear that? He's talking about the I Don't Fit In song. on the album, The Pilgrimage, for the listeners out there that don't know.
Yeah, the one that's playing in the background. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
wow.
So,
look at all the go. Go ahead.
That's right. So, so with that one, you know, that's a good one, man. I don't fit in. Yeah, what was given to me, man, is just to just sum it up, because there's a lot of layers to it. But, you know, coming from where I come from, you know, as far as incarceration, being raised up, you know, through Jesus, through in that situation, coming out here and trying to get involved with, like, the churches that were out here, because I wasn't church raised. I didn't grow up in the church. I didn't grow up like that. So coming out, everything was new to me. And it was kind of like a shock, kind of. Not really a shock. It just kind of surprised me how the church itself, the religious, say that, because the church, the real church ain't doing this, but the religious people was rejecting me, you know, in the calling that I had on my life, you know, when I'm coming and I'm trying to, you know, showcase what I have as far as in the Lord and you know, let them know, you know, what God's called me to. And it was kind of like, almost like a joke, like, this guy cannot be serious. This guy was in jail. He's talking about prison. Like, nah, you know, you don't, it's like you didn't fit in. It was like, wait a minute, I thought we're all Christians and we're all following the Spirit. And it's like, no, actually we have, like, rules that we kind of go by. You know, we can't really let you speak unless you have, like, a ordination or some doctrine in divinity and all this religious craziness. And it was like, man, okay, I guess I better stick to my fellow felons that grew up in the church with me in prison, because these guys don't fit. They don't accept us out here. They don't accept us. I love them. They're still saved.
Did you just say fellow felons? I'm done.
Yeah,
my fellow felons
that have felonies, that are Christians, you know, that have been washed and redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ and are operating in the Spirit of God. That's what I'm sticking with. But that's kind of how that song came about. You know, it was a rejection. So I'm like, okay, I don't fit in here, but guess what? In God's house, I know I fit in perfectly, because He already accepted me anyways. So they're going to have to deal with me no matter what. So, you know, praise the Lord for that, man. That's a really good question.
Well, God bless you. And continue, man, in the mandate that He's given you, because I see big things, you know. And one thing I can hear the humility, you know, that you have. You know, I can hear that you're not about fame or fortune, but that you're about glorifying God through bringing souls to the kingdom. And that's why God's going to do what He's going to do with your music. You know, because you're not ashamed of it. He said, if you're ashamed of me before men, I'd be ashamed of you before my Father and all of the angels. And you're not ashamed.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I love, because, see, I come from, you know, the streets of Los Angeles and gang banging and going through this and going through that, you know, and God delivered me and set me free. And I'm going to leave now with this, because you mentioned the word felon. In case the world didn't know, Jesus died a felon.
Come on, man.
And I'm out, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all be good.
And I'm out. Man. And he dropped the mic. And he dropped the mic. He out, man. Big shout out.
That's what they need to know.
Anthony,
Diva,
thank you for calling in, man. It's good. Huh?
Diva, that's what they need to know, man. That he just said something so real that I hope whoever's listening, that just pricked their heart to know that Jesus really did die for them. And that he can relate to them, whatever they've done, whatever they've been through, whatever they thought of, whatever. I don't care if it was heinous. I don't care if it's ugly. I don't care if the world says, oh, man, there ain't no way we can accept those kind of people. Guess what? Knowing that Jesus died a felon makes me so – that gives me so much comfort, because I know he can relate to me. I can relate to Jesus. He can relate to me. So, I mean, that has to be encouraging to somebody out there, man. See, because people think that God is way out there, that we can't reach him. You know what I'm saying? And see, I'm stirred up now. See, they think they can't reach him. But they don't know that God came down
here
to reach us.
And that's what I'm talking about. You got to be stirred up and you got to be bold to be able to tell the truth. And big shout out to Razor Sharp Barbershop. Tune in live on Frontline Fridays. Big shout out to Tanisha. Big shout out to everybody on Facebook Live. Make sure you call into the show 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302 to hear the show. Press the one button to be heard. And big shout out to Anthony for dropping that mic, man. He just dropped the mic. And I'm Professor Fitzgerald, I'm going to have you elaborate more on that when we come back from this music break. But I want to get into your hot track called Doses. So tell us about that track real fast.
Doses, man. That's me and my dude, Jeff Joseph. You know, we just really went in. You know what I'm saying? You know, as far as my verse is concerned, it was just kind of pointing out how, like I mentioned to the earlier caller, the lady who was asking about the business and stuff like that, and I hated that I had to leave that untouched, or you know, as far as finishing my thought on that, because see, we kind of get it twisted as ministers of the gospel when it comes to the business. This is just my take on that. So on Doses pointing out something that, you know, a lot of people do, a lot of artists, you know, when they do their shows and their concerts and stuff like that, you know, they get people kind of really pumped up. They get people into their emotions, you know, but they're not really giving the message, you know, and causing people to be stirred up to turn to the Lord. If anything, they might leave there like, oh, that was a good show. But it's like, wait a minute, I'm not here to give you a show, really. I'm here to tell you about the good news, man, and you should turn your life around towards Christ. If all I did was give you an emotion and made you throw your hands up and shout, hey, you know, and all that, if that's all I did, I didn't do my job, because I'm here to guide you into Christ, man. And people, even gospel rappers out there, big famous people, okay, you got hundreds of thousands of people going to your concert, but how many people is turning to Jesus? That's what I'm looking at. So that's kind of what Doses is about. Like, we trying to get out here, and we're just really trying to stir people up towards Christ. This ain't a show. This is real life. So, yeah, shout out to my dude, Just Joseph, for dropping his verse on that, too.
You know what time it is. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Profet Official, baby. We about to get into this hot track right here called Doses off the 180 Music Mixtape. Squad up.
I don't care if they don't like me, I ain't bothered even slightly. I'ma tell them all the truth. Even if they try to fight me, I might burn up in this booth. But the streets is where I'm active. My speakers always blasting while I'm weaving through this traffic. We drastic. This super's on my natural, no magic. I'm about to act as plastic if you say his name in passing. If you ain't down with the gospel, man, that's something really tragic. They pulled me over, popped the trunk, and found some Bibles wrapped in plastic. We all been dangerous, that's why they tryna bang with us. The world is strange to us, that's why they tryna hang us up. But no weapon formed against us will prosper. We more than conquerors, don't ever take us for imposters. Some false prophets who be serving people that nonsense, who stir up people's feelings instead of pricking their conscience, who glorify the art but be watering down the message. You see them come in crowds but never come to repentance. Forget this, don't buy a ticket, see you at Bible studies. You gon' need this word while you at it. Go get your buddy, your wife and your hubby. Spiritual money as we get close to the king who they left bruised and bloody. They need something for their thirst.
Spiritual war.
Them hunger pains got you tight, boy.
Bread of life.
They about to die up in the stands, dawg.
Resurrect.
Them demons got you all twisted.
I'm about to check them.
I'm about to give them all a word, but they running now. They just came to see you show. What's that all about? They thought they'd get some hocus pocus. For those who want to know the Lord, boy, put your hands up.
180 music. 180 music. 180 music. 180 music.
Turn your life around.
Yo, hands up like it's don't shoot.
Get them up.
But I'm going in, fresher than some new shoes.
Before
Christ, man, I think I had a screw loose. cause I couldn't get it right no matter what I do. Dude, I'm turning up like your favorite jam. Two-stepping like I'm David in a praise dance. Back in the day I had a scale, I used to weigh grams, right? But all the money in the world never made a man. And I was whipping like my hair long. Had them standing online like a jail phone. Nowadays, they mesmerized by them cell phones. Abracadabra, hocus pocus, leave them spells alone. That pharmakia got you toe up. That pornea got all these homes broken up. Pray for Portland, that devil's out here going nuts. Send me, Lord, I promise I can show them something.
They need something for their thirst.
Spiritual water.
Them hunger pains got you tight, boy.
Bread of life.
They about to die up in the stands, dog.
Resurrect them.
Them demons got you all twisted.
I'm about to check them.
I'm about to give them all a word, but they running now. They came to see you show. What's that all about? They thought they'd get some hocus pocus.
Abracadabra.
For those who want to know the Lord, boy, put your hands up.
180 Music. 180 Music.
Turn your life around.
The sun gave me rest, so I'm laid back. Never go nowhere without the word. Yeah, stay strapped up and she fold in my ride. No lie, the people on the streets trying to figure out why I do it till I die. The sun gave me rest, so I'm laid back. Never go nowhere without the word. Yeah, stay strapped up and she fold in my ride. No lie, the people on the streets trying to figure out why I do it till I die. The sun gave me rest, so I'm laid back. Never go nowhere the word, yeah, stay strapped up and she fold in my ride, no lie. The people on the streets trying to figure out why I do it till I die. Give me rest, so I'm laid back. Never go nowhere without the word, yeah, stay strapped up and she fold in my ride, no lie. The people on the streets trying to figure out why I do it till I die. Till I die.
Turn your life around.
10 p.m. on the East, and 9 in the Middle. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live on the station right now. But everybody that's tuned in live from their phones, from their iPads, from their MacBooks, from their laptops, from their desktops, all over the world, we definitely appreciate y'all tuning in. Frontline Fridays is sponsored by PhenomenalRadio.com. That's www.PhenomenalRadio.com. Big shout out to the 1000 Network. We have took this indie advancement global, man. I got Profet Official in here, and we just came off of that hot track, Doses, man. I'm definitely loving it. I'm loving the track. I love the 180 Music mixtape. Profet Official, you definitely doing their thing. But Profet, you know, anytime we have anybody come through the station, we give them a chance to educate and regulate. So F. Kali, come on in here, baby, so we can educate and regulate. Go ahead and open it up one time.
Time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. Hey, Queen, gon' bump. Hey, Queen, gon' bump. Hey, Queen, won't you bump? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B. Hey, Queen, gon' bump. Hey queen, gon' take the bump. Hey queen, what you do with bump? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on, come on.
Yeah. Big shout out to F. Collie, man, for that hot drop. But Profet Official, you know, as we wrap up your segment right now, before we get into a crazy music mix, and Profet Official, thank you for coming through the front line once again, squatting up on the front line, and, you know, for the Lord, man, like, you on the front line from the Lord. But what is, you know, something briefly you wanted to educate the people on so they can regulate their situation? You know, I know you out there screaming, turn your life around, but Profet Official, what one thing that you want to educate the people on so they can regulate their lives around here, man?
You know, the thing that people need to do as far as when it comes to God, you know, we do have to have an educated view as far as who God is, what he says about himself, things of that nature, you know. Because I run across a lot of people who have misconceptions. And so we need to, if you're somebody who is struggling with believing or having faith, you know, there's nothing wrong with doing research. There's nothing wrong with looking into it, you know, getting somebody to kind of help you and lead you along in it. Because what we don't want to do is go off what other people opinions are about who God is or what it is. So I encourage people all the time, especially non-believers, hey, you know, you need to at least have an educated opinion about why you believe what you believe, because there's a lot of false things out there, and people do not, and it surprises me that people do not take the time to get all the facts. So I like to let everybody know to gather those facts. Get with people who really know what they're talking about before you make a decision that could either really, really bless you or that could really, really mislead you. So I just want to say that as far as being educated in what we, in what information we gather about whatever it might be.
Thanks, King. Profet Official, thank you for sharing that, man, for that educate and regulate piece. Like, we need to really be clear about what we're sharing, what we're talking about, you know, especially when we're talking about God. Like, that is so, so important. And getting deep down into, you know, the learnings and the meditating and the, you know, sometimes fasting and sometimes just cutting off distractions. And I don't argue with people about me and God. That's my boo, baby. I do not argue with him. Anybody. Why would I argue with you about, you know what I'm saying?
No,
that's
doubt.
Like me arguing with somebody about my husband. I'm not arguing with you about the blessings, but, you know, it you have to be strong and you have to be faithful. When I see the phone lines lighting once up again, you got them stirred up again, Prophet Official. Let's go ahead and open
that's
up the lines one more time. 214-926, you're now live on the front line with Diva Ebony B. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Salute, Queen. It's Genius.
Oh, Genius. Hello? Up in this piece. What's going on, King? Salute, baby. Prophet Official, you can say what's up to my guest. Somebody told me.
What's up, man? Thanks for calling in, brother. No problem. I can't really talk that long, Queen, but I just wanted to show my support, just wrapping up an event at Constitution Hall, but wanted to call in, show my support. I missed everything, so I don't know the guests and stuff for, but salute to everybody, and all praises due to the Most High, and keep doing what you're doing.
Hey, man, we definitely appreciate you, Genius. Don't worry about it. You ain't missed too much because I'm going to go ahead and send you over Prophet Official music in about 10 minutes. You just let me know when you're going to be playing it live on that large network you got over there. Amen and amen.
Definitely. Yeah, come on.
We already know. Big shout out to Jeans for calling in. Big shout out to the DMV area. Big shout out to Jersey, New York. Big shout out to Lubbock, Texas, baby. Big shout out to Washington, Seattle, Olympia. Big shout out to Arizona, man. We definitely see y'all. And everybody on the 253, man, Prophet Official, I want to thank you once again for coming through and squatting up on the front line. You brought the heat once again with the Pilgrimage album, but this time you came with the 180 music mixtape with you and Jess Joseph and just lit it up one more time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm proud. Like, I'm very, very proud. Like, you didn't let the fire die down. It's like you came by and with some lighter fluid, it was like, light it up again. You're setting us on fire, Prophet Official, to get your life right. Turn your life around, man. Prophet Official, you got any shout outs you want to give? And let them know where to go, download the music, buy the music, and support what you got going on, and you know how they can be motivated. And guys, I promise you, after you listen to this 180 music mixtape, you are going to be changed. Homeboy said, I crossed the river of Jordan with a pair of Air Jordans. Like, that's crazy. How do you...
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up.
That alone is just hot. But Prophet, Prophet Official, let them know where they can go get your music, check you out, and book you for, you know, interviews. Prophet Official is booking for interviews right now, so y'all better get him right now before he get booked out once again.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Shout out to my wife, first and foremost, you know, Jesus Christ, the head of our household, obviously, V-Head. Shout out to my wife. Love you, baby. Always holding me down, always supporting me, and always making fun of me. That's cool, too. I love that. We play around. shout out to my pastor, Bishop Blackwell, man. God bless you. Shout out to my co-laborer, Just Joseph. He's got an album coming out, hopefully within the summer. I'm really pushing him. He knows it. I'm always on him every day about pushing that. He also has a Jesus Name mixtape out right now as well. So if you want to find him on SoundCloud, it's Just Joseph in Jesus Name. That is the mixtape. That is fire as well. He's just dropping music. I dropped this, and then he just like dropped this one like right behind me. So he's doing it. He's on fire. And all the brothers from the men's group, Monday Night Men's Meeting, all the men of Iron Network, man, God bless y'all. And all the brothers, all the saints, all the believers, all across and abroad, man, the Lord loves you. That's my shout-outs there. You can find me at profectofficial.com. All my handles are on there. Free downloads.
with for music, all the latest information, what's going on with me, what I'm trying to do. And also, y'all be staying in tune for a concert, hopefully in the spring. We're going to try to put that together as
nice.
Well. But yeah, holla at me, man, ProfectOfficial.com. You could get everything there. Like I said, free music, and just hopefully it blesses you and it encourages you and it gets you motivated to know that Jesus loves every one of us, man, and there is redemption in his name. So
you already know, man, it's your girl Diva Ebony B, and now tune in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the Y'all make sure y'all hit me up, 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. I hope you've been blessed today, man, to change your life. Turn your life around, man. Don't be scared. And if you need some encouragement, all you got to do is check out Prophet Official and Jess Joseph. Go to www.soundcloud.com and put in 180 Music. Mixtape. Again, that's 180 Music Mixtape. Go ahead. You can actually Google it right now. Matter of fact, do that right now and listen to it tonight. And if you're not, if your spirit is not touched or not changed after listening to it, listen to it again. And if then, listen to it again. Until you can turn your life around, man. I love what I do, man. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in. We're going to get into this music mix as we wrapping up the show, man. Make sure y'all call me up, 347-989-0302, 347-989-0302. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, at Frontline Fridays, at Phenomenal Radio, at Diva Ebony B. You already know what time it is. Oh, big shout out to everybody that's tuned. All the callers on the call lines, to 312-206, to 253, to 773, to 973. The 914, the 481, the 248. Thank you guys for tuning in, man. I definitely appreciate all the love. But we're going to go ahead and get into some more music, and then I'm going to come back, and then we'll go ahead and wrap up the show. I'm on Facebook Live right now, so y'all can go in there and network with me, because for the next 30 minutes, it's just going to be some music. But again, make sure you check out Prophet Official. Prophet Official, I'm proud of you and everything that you're doing, man. Keep up the good work and keep up the kingdom talk, man. It's not often that we get people that's really bold like Prophet Official. So it's your girl Diva Ebony B. You now tune in live to Frontline Friday. Squad up.
What's good, y'all? It's your girl Diva Ebony B, aka Queen 1000. And I'm live in the mix with DJ N Mills, playing the hottest in reggae, dancehall, hip hop, and soca.
Squad up!
Touch down on your runway. I'm dancing forever like Bombay and I'm Rambo in the O. I'm Billy and Rich like John Jack. I'm Camo in the O.
Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I forgot to mention to the opposition. I'm the competition. Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I'm the competition. Oh yeah.
Riding around town behind limousines.
Limousine.
Smell me from a block away. Staying fresh and staying clean, my only option. If you ain't talking paper, what you talking? And little mama with me, yeah, she bad, huh? And once we pass, you wishing that you had, huh? Seen that ass that you almost had to grab, huh? What you really wanna do is go and smash, huh? What I really wanna say to all these haters that's been hating it. I've used it as fuel and motivation. I'm popping up for interviews at these radio stations. Your boys stay cool, calm, poised, and patient. Never got distracted by the noise they making. I've only enjoyed the roller coaster ride I'm taking. And look, I ain't even inked up. It's your boy making noise with a clean cut. And oh yeah, oh yeah.
Looking for a bridge when my car will get soggy, so I can stay dry. I
could be losing my mind with nobody to talk to. Looking in the mirror, trying to figure out what's true.